Reading today from the book of St. Luke, here at the 11th chapter, and I want to begin here at the 30th or the 29th verse. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn them, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they might which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thine whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body is also full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisees saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. The Lord said unto them, Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward parts is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fool, did not he that make that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you." Speaking to you again today, I would like to take up a thought over here concerning one of our tapes that we recently had on the program. If you notice, God deals in types and shadows, and we spoke of generations. Now, if you notice here in the writings of the Lord here, or in the recording of His Word, in the Word of God, you notice that Jesus kept referring to them as a generation. That is, Jonas was a sign unto his people in their generation, so shall the Son of Man be a sign in his generation. And in every generation there comes a great moving of the Lord to give us a sign in the generation. One time it might be one way, the next time it might be another way. And so then we saw Brother Branham as he come up as a great sign in his generation, having within his life the sign of the Son of Man. For as Jesus walked before the people, the Bible said that Jesus knew what was in their heart, and he perceived their thoughts within his spirit, and said, "Why reason ye in your hearts?" And so it was in the days of this great prophet and this great message. And we see the sign of the Son of Man moving, as we had the series of messages not too long ago showing the sign of the Son of Man in the earth. Remember, God is a spirit, and whatever God does, he does in the spirit. We must remember this one thing, that God comes in the natural to the natural Jew in a natural coming unto a natural judgment. But he appears as a spiritual appearing, as salvation without sin unto the spiritual Jew, as a spiritual God which is called the Holy Ghost. And so then he comes and is appearing as a revelation unto us, because this is the third part of the three great parts of the types and the shadows. The United States is the third part. And so then we make the dissect and we find the third part, and it's a spiritual part. The first part with the Jews is a natural part. The second part with the Gentiles is a physical part. And the third part with the Christian, which is the elect, is a spiritual part, which of course the United States is a type of. So we see then that God is moving in types and shadows, moving by His Spirit. And here we see in the writings of Christ, He refers to a generation. And He tells the people that being white outwardly is only to be like a whited sepulchre, but they must be pure inwardly. And so we see by this that the Pharisees practiced the washing of the pots and the pans and doing those things which was natural, which has also been the way of the natural church world. But they did not use the washing of the water of the Word to wash the inner parts. You go back and check in the Old Testament back there, and when they would come into the inner courts, and in there they would take that a slain lamb or beast, and they would wash the inner parts. It had to be washed, and then the outer part was burned without the gate. And so we get a picture here. Let's look back here, back when the angel of the Lord, the pillar of fire, that came to Brother William Branham back there in the year of about 1947, and there was a great move through the land, and from this man's ministry sprang up the voice of healing, and from the voice of healing came Brother Old Roberts, Brother Till Osmond, Brother Alling, and Brother Grant, and all these other great leaders that spring out as branches coming out from a vine, or as I remember now that Jesus is the root and the offspring of David. He's the root of the vine. God is the spirit of the sap of the vine, which is the life. And we see that the ministry is the body of that vine, and that is the prophet of that age. He was the body of it, just as it is in this age. And so those that come out from it was the branches. It's the family tree is what it is. It comes up as the family tree, and the many branches go out from it and put out their fruits and leaves and so forth, giving life to show the great move of God with the other ministries. But here we see Brother Branham coming up, and the angel returning to the natural Jew and the spiritual Jew, then becoming independent, becoming a nation and a homeland to parallel the spiritual. And so then we see here Brother Old Roberts, a great minister raised up by God to do a great work through the land. We remember Brother Roberts when he was just a boy, how that Vaden nailed his hand to the stump, showing a type of that crucified hand of Christ, wherein he said he felt the power and the healing of God. And this great man being a type here, God sends this man over to this great prophet. Where he meets this great prophet is the prophet comes on the scene, and they fellowship, and Brother Branham shakes hands with him and so forth. And here the gift that come to Brother Branham when the angel appeared there is passed on to Brother Roberts, and Brother Roberts becomes a mediation between William Branham. William Branham being a type of Jesus Christ, and we see the mediation there as the gift is passed on. And Brother Branham, Brother Roberts said he is carrying the same song there, Only Believe, and then feeling the power of God, his right hand, the same way the angel said William Branham would feel it when he appeared to him when the fire came to lead the people in the tabernacle again as it was in the days of Moses. So we see here the gift is passed on down through that crucified hand. Remember, we've come out of a Catholicism, and God had to work with us, and people were still in the Trinity teachings, and he could not see the fullness of the light. Moses had to put a veil over his face. Brother Branham being a type, he veiled himself by the ministry of Old Roberts and Billy Graham and these other men, and so down through that veil of that one God came down through in a dissecting means of Trinity and was given to the people to lead them on to this great oneness, which was the holies of holies. And so we see in the outer courts there where these ministers stood in their type. Then we see beyond that into the heart of Brother Branham in the type of the holies of holies, God drawing us right into the oneness of the great message of God. Make these one, fathers, we're one, Jesus cried. And so then we see a type of the head and the members springing out there in the great veil of the great tent in which the message, our Brother Branham was working in the ministry of these other men. The great tent housing this ministry. And so then the gift was passed on, and God worked through this veil through Brother Osmond and all the rest and brought this great message. And so then this great message unto the tent, showing the tent in the wilderness, in the beginning a tent, in the end a tent. And so we see him drawing them out of denominationalism to these great tents by the power of the vindication, but still carrying on the trinity of the dissecting of the three in one, showing the great three in one God. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, three major offices in one great God. So we see it pulled on down, and they come out of the denominations and into the tents. And then after they got a taste of this, they realized there was something that was even greater. And then they wanted to go beyond this veil. And so then we see as God brings them out in the return of this great man, William Branham, again with Brother Roberts having a conversation there, and where there was a conversation between them concerning the women, the greatness of Brother Branham's ministry, if he could go along, you know, with the women and so forth. And there we see Brother Branham, this great man, coming together again. And then the great prophet looks at the great man and says, there is nothing in your hand. Meaning that the gift is now returned back to its original owner, to go back to Jesus at the death of William Branham. And so this great man that's been so outstanding, sweeping the world. What does he do? He turns and goes into the Methodist Church. Why? Because he's completed his race. He's completed his ministry. And God has let it go. I made the statement a number of years ago, according to Revelation, that Brother Roberts paralleled a Solomon in that in his old age he would fall away. He'd fall away from Pentecost. And so in his old age, so he did, just as Solomon did. Why? Solomon took strange wives. And so it was with this great man. He had a Pentecostal wife, but he had to turn to these other denominational powers. Women mean churches. And so that he had to turn to them and take the strange wives and build their synagogues by the money powers that God had placed within his hands through the poor people coming together, putting the pennies and making this great richness to come forth. And so we see God working all things after the counsel of his own will. And then we see this Brother Allen, a great man of God that's done wonderful things in the land, how that he got the first 10 of old Roberts, and Brother Roberts worked it out so that he could go on down to him. And this great man being a type of Elisha, as Brother Roberts a type of Elijah, in a symbol there of calling down the fire of vindication of the healing. We see that thing there, and then Brother Allen coming along, doing twice as many miracles in the type, having Miracle Valley and so forth, being a type of Elisha. But remember, Elisha took sick and died, and so then the mantle was passed on down the type through the tent, and we see these great things. And then we see our Brother T.L. Osborne, also a symbol of Moses going out into the foreign countries, Moses taking a dark bride, and we see all these great things taking place. And then we see this great messenger, David Terrell, coming on the scene, being the dovetail of this thing, how that he had such a great ministry and continued on in such a great way. And then Brother Terrell, he gradually come over from Trinity to the teachings of one God in Jesus' name to dovetail this in, being the breach over from the old bringing it over to the new and introducing it. And I made a prediction that he would come into Olive Branch, Mississippi, and preach under a tent here. And even though it seemed a radical, yet he did. He advertised the meeting. He come in and preached and dovetailed it in just like the Lord shows. His setting up his ministry over in the Carolinas, the sun rising in the east, and then at the finishing of his ministry as it began to go down, it moved over to the west, going back near the Voice of Healing in Dallas, from whence these things came up, from that great Branham ministry. And then showing the sun setting in the west as Brother Branham was killed there and as the president was killed there, and all these things showing the types and shadows. Then I said, from the west, he'll bring it over to Olive Branch, which is a symbol of the branch from the olive tree or of Jerusalem. And we see these things all in types and symbols, being foolishness to the educated man and foolishness to the natural man, because the natural man cannot receive the things of God inasmuch as they are spiritually discerned. And we see these great things as they're taking place, coming in types and shadows and symbols. And so then we see Brother David Terrell dovetailing this thing in just as it was to breach it over in a type and in a shadow. And inasmuch as Brother Delmer Baldwin was an outstanding man in this area, having power over the people and assembled here, we see him coming. It was his tent, as Brother Terrell's tent went down over here, just across the line there at Missouri, over to the other side of the river. You remember, there in Missouri is the gateway to the west, where the old people used to set up their trading posts and so forth, and God's still working in types. We see Brother Terrell's tent there as it went down the storm, rolled it back, turned it inside out, showing the first, last, the last, first in his time. And then Brother Baldwin, him barring Brother Baldwin's tent there and preaching on it, and the message passed on to Brother Baldwin. And I predicted it would come down here to Olive Branch just as it did, come right on down. And then after that it would change over to this great move of God, that there would be a young minister by the name of Grady Pike that would come out of Atlanta, Georgia, and meet Brother Terrell here at the tent. When this Brother Grady said that he would not even come this way, but at that time he came just according to the prophecy, and he met Brother Terrell there in Olive Branch, Mississippi, and showed the symbol as this great ministry made its change here. And so we see this great symbol, and there's so much we would love to add to it that you might be able to understand. But then I made the statement that all that we needed now to bring everything to pass would be an earthquake, and the earthquake hit back up here, coming down the Mississippi River, moved right on down the Mississippi River, and Olive Branch felt the impacts of it as a type of shaking that Mount of Olives, breaking in halves of it as it was felt coming down the Jordan, symbolizing death, and right down by that gateway to the west, showing the separation right up there where those tents were set up in its type, and all of it separating there as it moved down, dividing that wilderness part from the eastern part as the great power of God come over. Remember, Pharaoh was swallowed up as he crossed over, and the type there we see it as it comes to pass. So then we also see, as I said a little bit earlier, a brother Tell Osmond taking his bride, and brother Allen filling his place, and brother Branham filling his place, and then the great Spirit of God moving on. And now as these people come out of the churches, they've got a taste of this revelation, which is the mind of God perfected in humanity. And they're moving on, and finally moved on to that Branham ministry. After that, they'd come out through the Roberts ministry and these other great ministries. God raised William Branham up again. Remember, he was crucified as a type of Joseph by his brethren, and picked up there as the rich men picked him up, the full gospel businessmen picked him up, a type, a symbol of being buried in the tomb there. And so then we see these great symbols, and then we see here after that they picked him up. Well, he withstood those men there in the mount that was a type of Elijah. So we see they come out, the people come out of the churches and went onto the tents. And then after Brother Branham was crucified and assembled by the brethren that rejected his ministry, in the end time he come back up like Joseph did, like Jesus did in the resurrection. And then Brother Branham stood out there on the mountain. You remember how the cloud came down, a crowning of the prophet's ministry, came down in a symbol of a crown, which was symbolizing that the bride was now ready according to the vision of the prophet, where he said that the bride is now ready. And so then here come the crown down in a type and a symbol. Brother Branham sat there on the mountain, not altogether understanding maybe what God was doing, but as he stood, sat there on the mountain, on one occasion he fell into a trance, and there was a sword placed within his hand that had a pearl handle, had a silver blade on it, and had a gold shield on it, and this great sword was placed in his hand, and a voice spoke to him and said, "The sword of the king," which was a symbol of the word of God, and that great pearl handle showing the pearl of great price that was within his hand, the right hand of power, and that great shield showing the shield of faith, of gold, faith like gold tried in the furnace, and that blade showing the purging, which means to cut off of the sons of Levi as silver, and showing this Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, this three in one, that this man had become perfect in the Word, and that he now possessed the Word, which was the sword of the king, to speak judgment as he did when the mountains was rent by the power of the living God. And so then we see Brother Branham here in the type of Jesus coming in the fullness of sonship, in a type, being a type of the head to the body, showing that the beginning of it was here now, and all the members had to come in to this great type as the Lord moved on. And so we see this great symbol here. Then the cloud come down, and this cloud is also recorded in the yearbooks of our day, and scientists can't explain it. They can't explain what it is, but it's symbol of those seven angels coming down there in a type, showing the loosening of the seven seals that the revelation was now made known to mankind. So then we see these things, all of these things are taking place, and the power of God is moving, the church is moving on. And now we see as it comes across the Mississippi by Brother Terrell in its type here, moving on eastward, ever moving eastward. As I made a prediction that the message would move eastward, and then Brother Junior Jackson also prophesied that Indiana would become as a graveyard, and that the message would move east, and it did, toward the Tabernacle of God, Brother Bill Padaris place in there, and also with Brother Homer Brown, which was there with him. And then I made a prediction that later Brother Homer would automatically leave the Tabernacle of God. He would move back. Where did he go to? Over to Indiana. Back in that direction. Why? Because Revelation showed it had to be that way. God is moving by Spirit. Things are taking place. We see all these things taking place, and we've got to rise up for Jesus, because everything is at an end. Now this great revelation is to take the preeminence through the world and the great power of God, where he said, "I'll do a quick work and cut it short in righteousness." This great power of God, this great Spirit, has got to move and something has got to take place. I tell you, folks, something is beginning to take place. There is something that's moving in the land. There is the power of God that's stirring. And we see this great thing, as I said a little early in one of the messages, the voice of the turtle is heard in the land. And we see the symbols and all. How I wish that we could share with you the types and the shadows and the symbol. And as Paul said, the much revelation of Jesus Christ that's being revealed from heaven as we move on toward this great thing. Never before in the history of the world has the mind of God been perfected in man, whereas everything is made naked and open to his eyes, to where his knowledge would fill the earth, the heavens, and where the trees would begin to speak to you, and the stars would begin to speak to you, and every living thing would begin to unveil itself, showing that the veil of Trinity is taken away. And now, at this great moment that the veil is taken away, and that we see Christ, the revelation in the trees, and Christ, the revelation in the heavens, and Christ, the revelation in everything, that everything is a type and a shadow. Whereas Paul said, seeing all the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly understood by the things which do appear, even to the eternal Godhead, so that we are without excuse. And we see everything is a symbol, and God's used it for a spiritual thing, to give us a spiritual education, for giving us a natural thought pattern. He can revelate these things to us and speak to us with spiritual things by using these natural thought patterns to bring this thing to pass. And oh, friend, it's time that we rose up and began to realize that this old world is at an end, that the veil, which is the natural, is beginning to pass away, and that which is spiritual is coming on the scene. God spoke this world into existence by His Word and created the natural to give us a natural allegory and a type and a shadow. But now by the Word of Revelation turned into Spirit, He's speaking the types and shadows away and bringing in the true mind of God. The revelation of God is being revealed. And with this, the world is passing away out of your heart. For the Bible said He has placed the world within man's heart that man cannot find the end thereof. But when the revelation comes into your heart, it speaks the natural types and shadows out and brings in the spiritual revelation of the mind of God. And that means that heaven is at hand, that with the passing away of this world, speaking the world out of existence through the mouth of His minister, by the Word, it's not them that speak, but the Father in heaven. We see it passing away by the mind of God as He speaks things into existence and out of existence by His Word, the Son, Jesus Christ, creating all things, dissolving all things by His Word, Jesus Christ, upholding all things by His Word, Jesus Christ. And this great Word mind is being perfected within the man-child, the many-membered body, coming up into the William Branham ministry in a type, which was a type of the head there. So we see this thing is at an end, and the great move of Joshua is beginning throughout the world. We see it going right on over into the full revelation of this thing. And as we move on with God, we must remember this thing, that Joshua made the sun stand still to comprehend the heights, the depths, and the widths, Paul said, that we might be partakers with him of his great kingdom and of his great glory. So I say again to you, let's move on with God. There's much revelation in my heart, but I don't have the time to expound it to you. But may the Lord enlighten you, and as Paul said, bring you into all the things of God, increasing your knowledge in the mind of the Lord. For the knowledge of the Lord is filling the heavens and the sea and the earth. And so we see here that in this end time, as Paul said, the knowledge and wisdom of God is made known unto man. Solomon said, keep searching and you'll find the knowledge of God. He that seeketh findeth, to him that knocketh it shall be open. Everyone that asketh receiveth. May the Lord bless you as we seek the kingdom, that all these things might be added unto us. There's no need for us to sit here, friend, as the lepers decided they must get up and move. If we sit here, we die. But if we move with God, something is bound to happen. It seems to me like that it ought to be easily to see these things now that God's doing, because the types and shadows are so plain. The things that God is saying are so plain. Paul said, the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times. And so here we see that things are taking place, and the great revelation of Christ is being made known, and we're on the verge of the translation, and that God is speaking everything out of existence. How is He doing it? By translating your thought pattern. Paul said, be therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. And God is transforming you just as He did Jesus when He was transfigured on the mount there. And God is translating your thought pattern and bringing you into the mind of God. And remember, with the coming of the mind of God comes heaven, and with the passing of the mind of man to carnality also passes away every tangible substance, because as the thoughts are translated in the old passes away and the new comes in, so is the type and a shadow translated in the old passes away and the new comes in. So we see that God is moving again by Spirit. Look at all of these great types and shadows. Look at the great wise men that I made mention of not too long ago, of Billy Graham and Oral Roberts and William Branham, paying tribute to the man-child and bringing gifts, so to speak, to the man-child. And look at Billy Graham there. Is I made a prediction that he and Oral Roberts would come together in the end time, and that they would unite together in a great religious effort, and also they would come together with the Pope of Rome, and it would show the type of Moses and Elijah standing on the mount in the great transfiguration, one of them a symbol of the law, which is Billy Graham, and one of them a symbol of Elijah over there, which is Oral Roberts, the prophetical age of the utterance of the Spirit, or the Word made Spirit, and then the Pope being a type of Jesus standing there in the middle of them, that this thing would come to pass, and that they together would make one great religion that would take over the entire world, leading all of the people into the National Council of the Churches, Billy Graham and Oral Roberts being a symbol of those great eagle wings that's taking the church world, the woman, right into the wilderness, according to the book of Revelation, right into the tribulation, which is the wilderness. Remember, God is bringing in Antichrist. He must come in and must rule the world. I made mention of it a few days ago on the radio broadcast, where we see Joseph Kennedy coming in and the Kennedy name rising up again, and 70 bringing on the world famine. Remember, Jesus took a whip. He stood in the temple and He turned over the money tables, and He said, my Father's house had been made a den of thieves when it should have been a house of prayer. You've made it a place of money changers. And we see this young Kennedy feller coming up, called the whip on the side. God's fixing to overturn some money tables, and He's fixing to bring in the judgment of the Lord. Remember, that time is coming. For as Solomon's son came on the scene, he said, I'll chastise you with scorpions, and I'll chasten you, so to speak, with a whip. And so we see that this coming in here as the tribulation come in, for as the temple of Solomon passed away, then came His son on the scene, which showed that tribulation coming in. And we see this hard ruler coming in with flattery when among the churches, saying, it's all right to remain as you are, but you're going to bow down to Him, friend. And you're going to, after a while, you're going to see what God's really doing. You'd better wake up, for the time is at hand.